Audio Renaissance presents Bait and Switch, The Futile Pursuit of the American Dream by Barbara Ehrenreich. Read for you by Anne Toomey. Introduction. Because I've written a lot about poverty, I'm used to hearing from people in scary circumstances. An eviction notice has arrived. A child has been diagnosed with a serious illness and the health insurance has run out. The car is broken down and there's no way to get to work. These are the routine emergencies that plague the chronically poor. But it struck me, starting in about 2002, that many such tales of hardship were coming from people who were once members in good standing of the middle class, college graduates and former occupants of mid-level white-collar positions. One such writer upbraided me for what she saw as my neglect of hard-working, virtuous people like herself. Try investigating people like me, who didn't have babies in high school, who made good grades, who work hard and don't kiss a lot of ass, and instead of getting promoted or paid fairly, must regress to working for $7 an hour, having their student loans in perpetual deferment, living at home with their parents, and generally exist in debt which they feel they may never get out of. Stories of white-collar downward mobility cannot be brushed off as easily as accounts of blue-collar economic woes, which the hard-hearted traditionally blame on bad choices. Failing to get a college degree, for example. Failing to postpone childbearing until acquiring a nest egg. Or failing to choose affluent parents in the first place. But distressed white-collar people cannot be accused of fecklessness of any kind. They are the ones who did everything right. They earned higher degrees, often setting aside their youthful passion for philosophy or music to suffer through dull practical majors like management or finance.